This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 102.7 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, the shocking story of the day for me was a toss-up between SAA technical grounding planes, and I'm sure all of you who had your flights delayed will clearly say that was the most outrageous. We also saw the audacious gold heist at DRD Gold's Ergo treatment plant in the East Rand, where robbers shot and killed DRD Gold's chief security officer, Bart Kutsia, and they made away with 17 kilos of gold. My thoughts are with Bart's family. The thing is, crime has really just become such a drag in the economy and on business that something must be done. Along with the president's other long list of reforms, crime and ensuring that business can be conducted in a safe environment has got to be right at the top. Rob Tarwell, senior portfolio manager at Sasfin Securities, and Devon Schutz, head of investments at the Robur Group, have your market view today. Rob, kick us off. It's all about the retailers on the back of that Pick and Pay number. 8 of the top performing shares all in the retail sector.
Yes, we haven't seen that for a long time. So Pick and Pay came out with really good numbers. Their margin went up by 1%. And I think in a very difficult environment, the investing community thought that it was really impressive that their margins could still go up. But their numbers weren't that good that you would expect a 10% move in their share price. And then with it, all the other retailers went with them. So we saw, along with that, Pick and Pay up 10.5%, Truers up 9%, AVI up 7.4%, Mr. Price up 7%, and Spar back over 200 Rand at 5.4% up. So short retail sector, but we saw all the retailers really moving. That was also on the back of a strong Rand, all the way back down to about 14.65 when I left the office. So a strong Rand, they're also helping the retailers. And then we saw it obviously hampering some of the big commodity guys, as well as the Rand hedges. So Sasol down 7%, Kumba down 6%, Sibanye down 4%, Goldfields down 4%. So all in all, we finished slightly negative on the day. But on the local front, it was a good day for local shares, banks and retailers.
That Sasol one, very interesting, and I want to circle back to that because we see Brent crude up over 1% today, yet Sasol down. And as you say, also on a day when we saw the Rand did strengthen by 1%, which would explain offsetting that oil price. But for Sasol to be down almost 7-8% on no new news, very curious that. But Devon, I want to bring you back into Pick and Pay here. Looking at the result, it takes a bit of time to wade through all of the like-for-like comparisons because of IFRS and all of the changes there. But the bottom line is that in a very tough environment, it's managing to eke out better margins. And probably if you look at it, has taken a little bit of market share away from ShopRite.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's been a trend for a while now, Michael. You know, that turnaround plan that was much tougher has really started to bear fruit for them with, you know, those distribution centers cutting the costs. But, you know, retail at its heart is very simple. You know, they've got to keep a lid on the costs and they've got to increase those volumes. And I think if you look at these interims from Pick and Pay, they've done exactly that. They've cut out the waste on ranges they haven't needed. They've simplified product ranges. And they've also, you know, been quite clever in adding some value-added services. You know, they're doing insurances, banking and sales through their town bank partnership there. So, yeah, I mean, I think they're just doing the basics incredibly well. You've seen the growth in headline earnings as a result, the improved margins, as Rob mentioned. And yeah, I think overall it's more, almost a sigh of collective relief from the retail sector that, you know, the sector is internally ill and these operators can generate earnings for their shareholders.
And generate spikes in their share prices today. It really was a spectacular pop by the retailers. Back to Sasol, though, if you look at it, Rob, down 7.3% at 267 Rand. And this is one share that has just been hammered by the late Charles Project, as it's now become dubbed. Do you think there's any news in the market, perhaps? Someone's caught sight or wind of earnings or something? Why the sharp drop, 7% on one day? I mean, we've become immune to it, but that is large.
Yeah, it is a big number, especially after, you know, where they're trading already. It's not like they're at 450 Rand and at all-time highs and they dropped 7%. They're already down 30% at least over the last year. So it's a big move. You know, people, we're expecting the earnings out next week. And maybe people just don't want to take the risk and are exiting before those earnings numbers. Maybe they've seen the earnings numbers. You know, they could cut their dividend. I don't think they would cut their dividend, so there's zero dividend. And that would definitely lead a set-off in Sasol, but they could definitely reduce that dividend payment. And I think probably people are expecting some reduction in that dividend to come through, and maybe they exit in and thinking that they'll buy it after the earnings.
The big deal of the day was Prosus and its announcement that it's tossed its hat into the ring to acquire Just Eat. This is a food delivery business. It's valuing the food delivery business at 720p per share, at just under £5 billion. As I said in my introduction, that's over 90 billion rand. So a chunky transaction, a 20% premium. What do you make of the deal?
I think it's a good deal for them. I think that they... you know, continuing to try to grow into that food delivery business. They're very big in Asia, and they will be the number one player in the food delivery worldwide if they get this transaction. You know, Just Eat is one of the few delivery food companies that make money. All the others are still at a loss. So it's similar to how Amazon started, where Amazon kept buying new assets and investing in tech and investing in more tech and making no profits, and eventually it comes right. So in the food delivery side, that's the same principle at the moment. You know, none of these businesses are really making money, and Just Eat is actually one of the few that is making a slight profit. So, you know, it's something that maybe will help them with a little bit of cash flow in that sector. But it's going to be a long time, I think, before they start to make profits here. So shareholders, I think, a very good acquisition for them if they get it, but don't expect earnings to come from it.
Devin, your thoughts on the transaction, and to Rob's point earlier, there are only a couple of profitable companies that are listed in the space. Grubhub, the other one, to Just Eat. But still, if you look at the opportunity cost here, obviously management investing, they want to build what we call durable moats in the space, and it's a bit of a land grab at the moment. But there is an opportunity cost of taking 90 billion rand and spending it on this, versus perhaps buying back Naspers is at a big discount. What do you think of the transaction?
Look, I think there's two things to note here, Michael. First, I would think that management now, with the separate listing of Prosus, is under some pressure to kind of flex their acquisitive muscle and show that they can deliver value for shareholders. So I think they were looking for a meaningful acquisition, and it's come pretty soon after that that listing. I think also the timing might be quite opportunistic. You know, you've got a very depressed investment environment in the UK, so I feel that they saw it as a good time to kind of swoop in and get control over the profitable player in that sector. And yeah, I mean, they haven't reached agreement with the board, so they put this offer to the market. And yeah, I'll be interested to see if the shareholders will consider it, bearing in mind it is a 20% premium to the rival bid that's already been out there. So yeah, I think there is merit to the deal. And yeah, as you say, it's about who gets scale first in this space.
Yeah, there are quite a few players in South Africa. We know Mr. Delivery, there's Zomato, there's Delivery Hero, which is all over the world. When you look at geographic overlap and that kind of thing, Rob, does the deal make sense?
It's an add-on for them, so there's not really overlap there. Most of their business is in Asia and in India, and then they've also got a little bit in Brazil. So Just Eat is mainly in Europe and in the UK, so there's not much overlap there. But what they bring is just a big balance sheet. And with a lot of these businesses, one of the reasons why they can't make money is because they don't have enough money to continually invest. So, you know, Prosus will bring that into Just Eat. And I think shareholders will definitely look at that. You know, you need to be the biggest, and you need to be the biggest the quickest. So I think that shareholders will look at this deal, even though maybe there's not as many synergies and overlapping costs that they could save. But I think from a balance sheet point of view, you would rather have Prosus behind you.
And Takeaway.com or the other bidder here, they're not going to lie down, are they? Do you expect them to come back and up the ante a little bit?
I think they can, but I don't think they've got a balance sheet the same as Prosus's balance sheet. So I don't think they'll be able to get into a bidding war. I think the Prosus will be able to outbid them. And I think that, you know, there'll be more aggressive process to get this asset. But if you just hold back, if the shareholders just hold it back a little bit, it'll force them to increase their bid. So I think that will be the plan.
Rob Towell, Senior Portfolio Manager at Sasfin Securities, and Devin Shute, Head of Investments at the Robert Group. Pusaletso has the latest traffic.